Hello, my name is Tamia Wheeler. The item I chose to do my project on is a pair of shoes. They are called nylon sock boots. They are part of the Rick Owens Dark Shadow brand, and they were not passed down to me as a cultural item or an heirloom. However, they were purchased secondhand on the streetwear website Grailed, and the shoe was manufactured in Italy. So I chose this item because I believe that the brand is quite controversial. Right, so Rick Owens, he is known for his shoes looking like mock-ups of staple American brands. So that can be seen in the shoe called the Ramones. They are one influenced and named after the band the Ramones. And if you guys notice, what did those guys wear? Converse. What do the shoes look like? Converse. Right now, he also has a collaboration with Moncler, Doc Martens, and Converse right now as well. So when you look at his renditions of these, he focuses on the deconstruction and shaping, like, of the architectural aspect of the shoe. So he's changing the toe boxes, the way the laces and things would normally be positioned. He's like completely just ripping everything apart and like going at it. So that's what his brand is known for. Now when we get into the clothes, when Rick Owens originally debuted, he is more of the early 2000s. So we know Y2K. We know it was very colorful, very sparkly. And at the time he was actually debuting, we were coming off of a major recession. So that was another thing to think about. So a lot of his clothes were very anti-2000s. And I believe they were quite expensive, as well as the fact they were like very plain, you know, very avant-garde, very gothic. The intelligence in Rick Owens items comes from how they're draped, how they're cut. So it's a item that you want to pay a lot of attention to. Another reason that I chose to use this shoe is because of the social appeal and the reach it has culturally. These shoes of Rick Owens, these nylon sock boots especially, and also the leather ones, they come in a few different styles. They can be seen on rappers like Lil Uzi Vert, JT, even earlier than the 2020s, right? Playboy Cardi back in 2015, he was really big. So this is a streetwear brand that is seen in the urban communities. It's also seen all the way in Asia. If you look at like many streetwear or like street style in Japan, in China, they also wear these a lot. And obviously in Europe, come on, Paris. Come on, Italy, like, let's go. So the shoe reaches a pretty wide audience. And another thing is the brand is quite inclusive. Where the essence of inclusivity comes from is that all of the clothes are relatively unisex. Even if they are made for women, you may see on the runway, Rick Owens will put them on a guy. So he likes to play around with non-binary, like he changes that. So that's the first thing that is inclusive. Like, you don't have to be any sex or any body type to wear these items. Of course, within the models, I would say that when you watch the runway shoots, they are relatively like regularly built models, but the gender juxtaposition is what he has going on there. And another thing is that Rick Owens likes to play around with looks a lot. So he will change the faces with prosthetics and things, make them look like aliens, demons, whatever you perceive. So with that being said, the ethical concern that I have with Rick Owens is, of course, it's regular in fashion, cultural appropriation. The way Owens uses black and other races of models to display his message. And Rick Owens has actually been quoted saying he does not care much about being politically correct. So that's one of the things that concerns me, and that's what I'm going to be diving into my paper about. So I hope you enjoy.